Hello, and welcome to a second in a series of programs presented by Heritage, talking about rehabilitation at Heritage facilities in southern Chautauqua County. Two guests are with me today. First, Nikki Schuyler, speech and language pathologist from Heritage Green. Nikki, hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the radio today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And also in the room is Tony Bixby, rehabilitation director at Heritage Green, and Tony is a physical therapist. Tony, nice to have you along as well.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice to be here.
On our last program, we talked a lot about short-term rehabilitation, but I understand that long-term rehabilitation is also a very important component of what you offer at the Heritage facilities in our area. So maybe to start, Tony, what is long-term rehabilitation?
Well, our goal in long-term rehabilitation is to keep people as functional as possible during their stay at Heritage. We actually complete monthly screens on all long-term residents, and if there are any declines or improvements in any area, including physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech and language, we complete evaluations and complete some therapy sessions and try to maintain or improve their level of function.
Maybe it would be important to ask, what would prompt the need for long-term rehabilitation? Simply age or illness or a combination of those things?
It's a combination of many things. A lot of times, individuals that come into our facility, their goal is short-term rehab to go back home or where they originally came from. But if for some reason they cannot get to that level of function, then they stay at our facility for long-term care.
And this long-term rehabilitation that you are a part of actually happens at all three Heritage facilities in our area?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm going to have you hold on for a second here because I want to bring Nikki into the conversation now as well. We've also been charged in the second in the series of programs to talk about something that sounds complicated. Comprehensive resident-centered cognitive rehab programming for individuals with Alzheimer's. What did I just say?
Well, at Heritage, in all three of our facilities, we do a lot of dementia care. So we have our long-term units that specialize in individuals with Alzheimer's or dementia. And in those areas, we like to stage and assess what level of cognitive function they are at. You know, knowing that dementia and Alzheimer's is progressive, we like to try to maintain the current function that they're at for as long as we can. So by recommending the most appropriate activities, the most appropriate diets, the most appropriate levels of care that these individuals need to maintain that level for as long as we can.
Sounds like a broad spectrum approach then to this very challenging aspect of aging and to life, touching all aspects of their existence.
Yes, definitely. It's a dynamic field. It's not just one area that we have to look at. That's why we all work comprehensively together to try to figure out the best plan of care for these individuals.
What tools, if any, have you found that are most successful, that seem most helpful in helping people maintain where they are if they are in a state of decline like this?
So when it comes to dementia care, I have personally found that the socialization aspect is probably the most important. A lot of these people came from places with their families or friends that they were used to being social all the time. So, you know, making sure that we know what level of conversation that they can participate in the most, what topics are most important to them, and making sure that they have those outlets to maintain their socialization, you know, really helps with the cognitive function.
Nikki, you're saying something that really is reflected a lot in studies and research for people of all ages these days, how important it is for us to connect with one another.
Absolutely.
Now, let's go back to Tony for a moment here. Anything else that you would like to add on that particular subject in terms of what you have observed or helped with for people who are dealing with issues related to Alzheimer's or dementia?
Actually, the way that we all work as a team, all disciplines, is probably one of the best things that we provide at Heritage. The speech therapists, the occupational therapists, the physical therapists, we all work together with the aides, the nurses, the social workers to maintain these residents' cognitive abilities, physical abilities, so that, you know, they have the best quality of care.
The tone that both of you are suggesting to me on this radio program today is very positive and uplifting. And these could be extremely difficult challenges for people in their lives and the family members around them. I would suspect that you attempt to sustain that positive, forward-looking attitude in your work as well.
Absolutely. We all really like what we do. We love working where we do. We love the residents that we work with. So I think that is one of the best qualities of our rehab department. The other buildings have great rehab departments as well, but
Of course, you're rooting for your own team here.
I'm cheering for Heritage Green.
Toni Bixby is Rehabilitation Director at Heritage Green and a physical therapist. I'll say goodbye to you and stand by for another week because, Nikki, you'll be back with us next week, I understand, in the third in the series of programs.
Yes, I will.
Okay, this has been the second. The third is coming up a week from now for Heritage and Heritage Rehabilitation in our area.